There is increasing concern over the surge in COVID-19 infections in Gauteng, with President Cyril Ramaphosa warning that it poses a threat to both lives and livelihood. COVID-19 cases have increased 15-fold since April. The province continues to bear the brunt of the third wave, with 66% of the 13,155 new cases reported as of yesterday in Gauteng. This translates to an increase of 8,640 cases in the province. On the line, we discuss the situation in Gauteng. We have Dr. Aslam Dasso. Dr. Aslam, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum salam. It's good to be with you.
Shukran, we appreciate once again you availing yourself. Why do we see the surge in Gauteng, specifically a province that is small despite being the economic hub of the country?
Well, it's not small in terms of the population. We've got 25% of the country's population here. It may be small geographically, but as you said, it is the economic hub and there's a lot of activity. One of the reasons we think that the surge here has been so severe this time round is because it wasn't so during the second wave. During that wave, the coastal provinces were more badly affected, even though Gauteng was not spared. But in this, the prospect is that many people here were uninfected, so there's more chance of the infection spreading here.
That is an interesting observation. And in terms of the ability to cope with the situation, can our healthcare system deal with the growing numbers of cases, especially since the Charlotte Maseka hospital has not been reopened?
Yeah, it's a very difficult situation. The short answer is no, it's not coping. Not just because Charlotte has been taken out of the treatment matrix. The issue really is that there has been very poor management in anticipation of this wave. And the really surprising thing is that this wave was forecast already way back in March, with lots of people predicting it. And for some reason, Gauteng, you know, beyond getting oxygen, and that's a very good thing that they've improved their oxygen supply, which was a real problem the last time around. But beyond that, there wasn't really much active planning. In fact, both for personnel and for beds. It's only now that there's some urgency coming about. And I think that's the result of the extreme pressure that people are feeling. As soon as people were unable to get beds, the word got out. You would expect a government to be aware of these things, but it's been quite reactive. So, unfortunately, the situation is that certainly in the public hospitals, there is a huge pressure. Tshwane hospitals are already overrun. They're searching desperately for extra staff and extra beds. And the same thing happening here in the Johannesburg area. So we are in for, unfortunately, quite a bit of pain, I think, for the next couple of weeks in this province. And that's a direct result of not being adequately prepared. The only thing we can now do is to take care of ourselves. The government has been very poor on the vaccination program, which if it had not been, might have attenuated this wave significantly. But it hasn't, and it is what it is. And secondly, the actual health services here are beleaguered. So it now behoves everyone to take personal protective measures, stay at home, avoid every gathering, every non-essential gathering, religious, social, whatever, where there's anywhere more than 20 people. This, we can't make this plea strongly enough, and we must ask for community leaders to push this very hard to keep people to make sure that people stay at home as best they can. Of course, there's the worry about schools, but schools are not sites of spread. The infections we are noticing in schools of teachers and of pupils come from communities. So parents must keep their children at home, not allow them to congregate with others. Teachers must take appropriate care like everybody else. And schooling will have to continue, because if we don't continue with that, the impact on society is very severe.
The Gauteng Health Department has rolled out an electronic dashboard to manage the use of hospital beds. The question remains, however, whether the department have the capacity to cope with the thousands of people getting infected.
Yeah, look, dashboards and, you know, the IT systems are not going to help us right now. Right now, people are getting very heavily infected and they need treatment. They need oxygen. They need beds. Unfortunately, a lot of people are not able to get beds. But there have been NGOs that have been trying to supply home oxygen, which is it's a lifesaver, but it's suboptimal because it's very difficult to manage patients with COVID in those settings. So the call must be to avoid getting sick. And we know we can do that. You know, if we do not congregate in crowds and stay at home, make sure we wear our mask if we have to go out and go out, only for essential purposes, you know, we can avoid getting infected. This is no joke. People, the death rates are going to catch up in about 2 weeks to these high number of cases. And it's a real worry that people still don't seem to get it, even in our communities. And it is really dispiriting and depressing to hear even imams, you know, playing down the risk. And it's totally irresponsible to do that.
When do you expect we will peak in the third wave in Gauteng?
Well, we think within 3 to 4 weeks we should peak, or at least crest, and you know, and then we should expect you know, a slow downturn. So, you know, if we take a view on it, by the end of July, we should be on the way down. Perhaps a little sooner. You know, given circumstances. But because it's winter and people congregate indoors more, respiratory viruses tend to surge seasonally, especially during the colder months. The reason we had it during the summer months the last time was because of the arrival of the new variant, which was much more transmissible. And also because during that period, people were very complacent, and there were many, many super spreader events. So we saw a surge take off, and it was pretty severe. And so, you know, one has to bear this in mind. We are in the expected time of a surge, being winter, but we can expect that perhaps by end of July we'll come off the peak and then come down again. We need to be vaccinated. Now, clearly that's a government failing at this point, but vaccines will become available, and everybody should do their utmost to be vaccinated, to take the extra steps to, you know, overcome any hurdles towards getting vaccine. If it's available and you are offered one, take it.
Yes. Dr. Aslam, we appreciate your time. We appreciate the heartfelt plea that you've shared with us this afternoon. We hope that listeners will heed the plea. Jazakumullah khair for availing yourself.
Thank you very much.
Assalamu alaikum. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.